Hello, I'm Chase Carrington, and welcome to the Chase Carrington Show on Anchor. Today, I want to talk about Christians and technology. I mean, what is the approach of Christians and technology? What are we doing now? What should we be doing? And what should your approach be? And I also like to hear your thoughts. Coming up next, Christians and technology on the Chase Carrington Show on Anchor. So what should Christians do about technology? This is a question that has been going on for centuries. How does a faith like Christianity respond to technology as it changes and improves? And of course, there are always disadvantages. Well, I think the one thing that we always need to remember about technology or anything is we can't let it become an idol. And this is probably the biggest danger in anything. Is letting it become an idol, letting it rule your life, letting it dictate what you do, especially if it dictates above what God wants you to do. And I can tell you this is definitely the case for a lot of people, even myself, trying to fight doing something with technology that when God's telling you to do something else. And honestly, this is just happening this today. I want to talk about this topic, and I'm getting pulled away by other things, and I'm just like, okay, I gotta sit down, gotta talk about this. So I think the biggest thing you gotta really remember is idols can come in any form. They can be as simple as stone, or they can be as complex as a computer chip. Whatever rules your life above God, or even rules your life in an unhealthy, unnatural, unrighteous way, that is an idol. It can be a relationship. It can be a technological device. Or it could be a statue of stone. And I think that is the biggest danger of any improving technology. And we need to realize that that is something we need to watch ourselves with. Now, the next thing I think Christians should remember about technology is redeemable. Most technology, all technology, in some way can be redeemed. And I say this by saying that just if you look throughout history, just historical record, you can see how many technologies have been used by Christians to great effect throughout the years. The TV. You've seen Christians have used the radio to great effect in the past. Even going back to printing presses, Gutenberg printed Bibles to start with. You have so many different new technologies that are being used and redeemed by Christians. And I think that going forward, this should not change. And I think that we should still be willing to be aware of the technology around us and prayerfully consider how we can use it to further the kingdom of God. Because in the end, we don't get anything without God. While technology is man-made, it is God that leads to the inspiration. It's God that allows these devices to be created. And another thing we need to consider is we need to be righteous as we use these things. We need to still adhere to all of our beliefs and all of our stand. We still need to display the truth, the goodness, and the beauty. Just because the new technology doesn't mean that we get a new set of rules. It doesn't mean that we get a whole new religion. It's still Christianity. It's still about believing in Christ. It's still about loving one another. It's still about loving God, getting to know Him. That doesn't change. Nothing really changed about the core. It's just really the methods that we can reach people, the methods that we can learn, just change. And only cosmetically. I mean, you can read a Bible in a paper book, or you can read a Bible on an app. The method hasn't really changed that much. It's just the cosmetics of it in a way. And I that's a very loose allegory, loose metaphor, but I just want to illustrate that in the end, technology can only change, but so much. And I think that in the end, Christians need to prayerfully consider technology and see how you approach to it. And I'm not saying every single church needs to approach technology in the same way, or every single Christian. Some people are going to create ministries just based off the internet, and other people are going to still do things the same way they've done for 50 years. And I think in the end, it's going to be asking God to guide your path on what you are supposed to do. I am talking here on Anchor. This is the path that God has chosen me to approach technology. I want to share my thoughts, hopefully reflect Him to whoever will listen. And I hope in my way, I am redeeming technology. Stay tuned. I'm Chase Carrington, and you're listening to the Chase Carrington Show on Anchor. Now, here's a bigger question. What shouldn't we do? Well, I think the one thing we shouldn't do for sure is we cannot be blind to technology. We cannot be oblivious. We can't act like it's not there, for better or for worse. We need to know all the troubles, all the problems. There are a lot of immorality coming out of a lot of technology. And we need to be aware of it. We need to know how to talk to those dealing with it. And we also need to be aware that technology does offer opportunities as well as disadvantages. To be blind to technology, to act like it's not there, I think we're doing disservice to the body of Christ. We need to be aware, and we need to see. We don't need to always participate, but we need to know what is out there. We need to know what does technology mean for the body of Christ and society as a whole. The Lord laid those few thoughts on my heart. I just really think this topic's really important. I love technology. I used to live and breathe technology a lot more. I still do. But yeah, so I really want to talk about that. And I would like to hear your thoughts now. What do you think about technology? How does it match up with faith? Is there a way for them to work together? Can you use your faith on a technological platform? What's your opinion? Do you agree with my thoughts? Is it important for Christians to be aware of technology? I'd love to hear your thoughts. Call in, and I'd love to hear your response to my thoughts. I'm Chase Carrington, and you are listening to the Chase Carrington Show on Anchor. Please follow, subscribe if you're on Apple Podcasts, and stay tuned. Good night, and God bless.